Okay, I'm right here in the ladies' toilet together with Pascal, the guy who played violin on Monty on the Run just maybe an hour ago. How did it go?
It went pretty well. I was really happy with the result. Yeah, had a huge crowd response. It's really great being in the ladies' loop, though. This is definitely one of the perks of being in the band.
It's a little bit hot out at the event and lots of volume music and people talking, right?
Yeah, there certainly is. The air conditioning, while making the stage nice and cool, it was raining underneath where it was. We had to move the keyboard from getting too wet. It was crazy.
All right. So not a lot of people know who you are, so please introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Pascal Roggen. I'm from New Zealand. I'm 21 and I've been playing violin for 18 years. I play every genre of music available, and I've just added to my list computer game music, jazz, funk, James Brown, classical. It's very fun being a musician. I've just come to London 4 weeks ago, so it's very crazy. Right. From New Zealand, yeah.
So how did you end up on this Commodore 64 event?
I was playing a gig at the Ain't Nothing But Blues Bar, and I just sat down from doing a number, and a drunk Norwegian called Gear came up to me and said, "Oh, it would sound great if you would play Monty on the Run. Yeah, it would be wonderful. Do you know what that is?" And it's just like, no, not really. It's a C64. Sorry, Commodore 64 computer game music. It's like, oh, really? Okay. So I asked the drunk man for his email address, and sure enough, about 10 days later, I got a hold of the organizer of the event, and he gave me some music. And after a week, I came here, and I've done a very, very difficult piece. So it was lots of fun.
So what do you played? Of course, Monty on the Run.
Yeah.
What do you think of that piece?
It's just barely physically possible to play for a violinist. It's a very, very it's a very, very cool piece of music, and it certainly got the biggest applause out there as well. It was fantastic. Rob Hubbard's a good guy.
So how is it compared to the classical stuff you've been playing?
It's the last 40 seconds of it is some of the hardest music just physically to play ever. It's almost impossible to do. The rest of it's nice, and it's kind of Vivaldi-ish, if I can say that. For the hard part, so that was all right. But generally, it's definitely up there. Very nice.
So what else did you play?
I also played on Aztec and
Krakow.
Yeah. Krakow, that's right. And they managed to sort out the sound by the end of Krakow, so at least Monty on the Run sounded all right. Mm. So those two went all right. That was pretty cool.
So did you have a Commodore 64 in the 80s? Have you heard the tunes before?
I have heard them, but I was about 8 at the time, probably, that I heard them. So, I went around and played at friends' houses, and I like Dungeons & Dragons and what's a circly towery thing called?
Nebulous,
yeah. Yeah, so I had a good time.
So what do you think of the event so far? You've been playing, and there's just about 300 people here. What do you think will come up later?
Oh, Christ. Probably a few more gigs, considering the popularity of it. There's a huge queue outside, so I can definitely see a few more of these happening sometime soon. But considering one of the bands from Sweden and the other bands from Denmark, I don't know how likely that is. The band from Denmark are asking me to do to record Monty on the Run for them, and probably doing a re-release of their CD. So that's definitely coming from this, and hopefully maybe other people in the music biz, very strange as this is, might possibly have heard me and want me to do other things too. So. Mm. Although only about 15 people probably knew who I was because the stage was so tiny. The stage frontage wasn't. Yeah, be nice to have a bigger stage next time with more people to be able to see. Yeah.
So you will play if there's a next time?
Yes, definitely. As long as it's not within the next month and a half.
What's up in the next month and a half?
I'm going to be going to Ibiza and playing there with DJs and Irish rock bands. So yeah, it's a wild party. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Pascal, for doing the interview, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
This audio file was downloaded from www.c64hq.com.